good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia Plus Ultra podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is K Likes Everything for the second time back to back episodes. Woo. How are you doing today?
I am so excited, but I'm so nervous. My girls.
So again, we are doing a second episode without Zoe. He is he's not getting married. He is attending the wedding of one of our friends. I believe it's Sevi's wedding. Yeah. Congratulations to Sevi and Danny.
Congratulations. The venue looks beautiful.
Yeah. So he is not with us again. But today, funny enough, you know, we usually talk about how this is going to be a very calm and collected podcast episode.
Yeah.
Today, we might, maybe, just depending, might be screaming at each other because...
I want you to know, I would never scream at you. I'm screaming with you. I do scream at Andre.
Yes.
It's different, you know? And I feel like there are definitely, well, explain what's happening first. And then people will understand why we're yelling.
So I want to introduce everyone to Moe Madness. This is our version of March Madness, which is going on currently.
Yeah.
We decided to mix it in with Women's History Month and wanted to talk about strictly women or female presenting anime characters. And in one of the only few times that I will ever use ChatGPT, we basically kind of put together this 16-person bracket with some of our favorite anime women and plus like some fan favorite mainstream favorite anime women in there. So
you really used it just to kind of like jumble up the characters.
Exactly.
So you still, you know, at the end of the day, this was still made by us. And I will say it's very funny because like this week you were asking like, oh, what should we do? And you were saying, well, we should talk about women because it's Women's Month. And I was like, yeah, that'd be so cool. And then today I was like, we should do it like March Madness. So I think this Frankenstein idea is going to be really fun. And for the occasion, because I don't follow sports at all, I do have my Go Sports team hat on today. So to all my ladies in Moe Madness, I support and love each one of you. And in my heart, you're all winners. And we shall see what happens after this.
Yes. So when it comes to the criteria on how we are, I guess, depending on who's the better character, who moves on in the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I tried at first to kind of set them up like higher and lower seeds or like have mm-hmm. matchups that were similar to each other
mm-hmm.
or characters that were kind of similar. That way, when we get into like the later rounds, it becomes a little like tighter. We're going to actually have to debate a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no real like set criteria. It's mostly just like the characters that we feel like are the best characters in the head-to-head. And that could be on based on anything, like whether they're more powerful, whether they're just a lot more likable, whether mm-hmm. like they have a bigger presence in the story that they're in.
Right.
That could be another criteria. But like
very true.
If we choose somebody that's not your favorite character, we apologize, but not really.
We you know, the characters are given to us randomly and we just put them in. So just know that we don't hate you. AI does. And think about that the next time you want to use ChatGPT.
Starting from the top, we got Mikasa from Attack on Titan versus Winry Rockbell from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Got Urza Scarlet from Fairy Tail versus Nezuko from Demon Slayer. Kaguya from Kaguya-sama Love is War versus Lisa from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Got Toru from Fruit Basket going up against Bulma from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes. And then we have in the second half, we have Nico Robin from One Piece. We have Risa, which is the one from Fairy Tail. We have Faye. I don't know where she's from.
Cowboy Bebop.
Thank you. I know. I need to watch Cowboy Bebop. I feel like it's a crime that I haven't. Versus Violet Evergarden. Then we have Nami, again, from One Piece versus Marin from the show that Andre and I always talk about with the fashion, and it's very my Jessam darling. I'm just telling it for the people. And then we have Usagi from A Sailor Moon versus Rukia from Bleach. And I know that's where fights are going to break out.
Yeah, that one might get a little contentious.
Yeah. I should have worn a Sailor Moon shirt today. That'd
been really funny. That'd be really funny. Okay, so we're going to start from the top.
Yeah.
Mikasa versus Winry. Who do you got? Who do you think is the better?
Supporting Winry till the day I die. Mikasa, I mean, like, yes, tragic that she's in love with a murderer. I get it. And she is really strong, and she's super cool, and she had to go through war. Winry also kind of goes through war. But I don't know. Winry, she is a mechanic. I think that's really cool. It's like a sculpture person in a way, which I am. So she's understanding. She's funny. She's strong. Great character. I vote Winry, and I don't think that she should lose.
Okay. This is an interesting matchup for me, because both women characters are basically like the love interests and support system of the main protagonist.
Yeah, but there's definitely better chemistry in one couple than the other.
True. That is very true. Mikasa basically spends the entirety of Attack on Titan kind of like
pining. Yearning.
Just yearning and just like a lot of misplaced feelings about a lot of stuff. And I think the motivations for, but this is the thing, like both of them grew up, both Winry and Mikasa.
Childhood friends. Yeah.
They kind of saw every stage of their man's development. And I will say this, the reason why I feel like I'll give the Winry the edge over Mikasa is because Winry ended up with her man.
Okay, but also at the end of the day, this is Women's Month, okay? This is about the ladies, not true. like you know, like the men have less to say in this mashup, but I will say that Winry, I feel like her love story, if we're going to talk about a man, her love story with Ed is more wholesome and not toxic, whereas Mikasa's is. But based off of, it can't be fighting, because Winry doesn't fight. I don't know. Based off their personalities, I'd want to sit down and talk to Winry more than I would Mikasa. Like,
yeah, I think as far as like the better, and I think the better like supporting character in terms of just like, because Mikasa was very important to the story, but I feel like Winry, I don't know. I'd take Winry over Mikasa.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. I didn't have to, what's the word, concede?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving Winry forward. Ta-da. Awesome. Also a mango written by a woman, so
yeah,
winners all around.
All right. Now we have Urza Scarlet from Fairy Tail versus Nezuko from Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
You want to, okay. You want to go on? You want to go on three? Say our name.
Yeah, go. Three, count us down. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Nezuko.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And here's my reason why. Okay. Number one, I have tried to watch Fairy Tail 14 times. I think,
bro,
truly, that's like the real number. And after the time skip, I'm like, get me out of here. It's not that it's trying to be another anime, because it's just like, it's a part of that like shonen just regular build where it's like a team, a group, and they're going forward and they're fighting and friendship and dragons. But I don't know, Urza, she's really cool. She's a very strong character.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of depth to who she is.
Yeah.
From as far as I've watched it, right? Like, I know I'm going to have people who have read the manga and go, oh, but you're missing this and this and this of her personality. And I'm like, that may be true. But I did read all of Demon Slayer, and Nezuko is an angel, and I love her, and I have 6 figurines of her. So I would be lying if I said that she didn't belong as the winner in my heart.
Yeah. What I... Here's the thing. I haven't seen Fairy Tail too far either.
You probably can't, because it doesn't hold your attention.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And then what kind of kills me too is like, Urza's supposed to be heralded as like, I think she's like supposed to be the strongest wizard, if I'm not mistaken. She's like,
she loses all the time.
Did she really?
Yes, dude. That's the thing. Like, she's supposed to be one of the strongest people ever. She's constantly losing. And I don't understand. Like, if she's supposed to be the strongest, like, bring her in as the, as you know, the strong character at the end and let her win. But that's not the case. Like, 9 times out of 10. From what I remember, it's been quite some time since I've tried to restart it. But
yeah. And then the reason why Nezuko wins is because of, I guess, more of like the depth of her character.
Yes.
And like the situation that she finds herself in.
She beat being a demon and being hungry because of love. She's perfect. She's a perfect baby. She was like, I'm not going to eat my brother. I'm going to take a real long nap. And then everything's going to be fine. I love her. And I will not hear any Nezuko slander anywhere, anytime. And she's great. But I'm glad that it was unanimous.
Yes, it was unanimous. I think she's just the better overall character, I guess.
Yeah.
And even in a story like Demon Slayer, it's not even that deep of a story. Like, in the sense of like...
I beg your finest pardon.
Just hold on.
What do you mean?
In the sense of like, it's a very easy premise to get behind in terms of shonen stories. And the characters are very easy to identify in what they represent to the main character in the story.
Okay. I was like, what do you mean? Because it's one of the best stories ever.
Yeah, hold on. I was like, hold on. I don't think Demon Slayer is bad.
Yeah, we're not. That's my babies. I have the manga set over there, and I have all my figurines. I have a tattoo. Like, it's just, I can't. Those are my kids. I love them. But yeah, we're not fighting about it. But I already don't want to look at that bracket when we have to revisit it.
Oh,
so
boy.
We got to move on.
So, okay, next up is Kaguya from Kaguya-sama Love is War versus Lisa from JoJo Bizarre Adventure.
Right.
This one, because I don't think you've seen Love is War yet.
I have.
You have.
Yeah, but not enough of it. But I just need to see who Lisa is from JoJo. Oh, she's not the Florida girl, so it doesn't matter to me.
She's not Jolene.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lean strongly on what you think in this one. Although I will say I enjoy Kaguya. I think her character is funny. We've discussed that like it isn't my favorite show, but it is very good at what it, as you know, just showing two middle school kids being in love and not wanting to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to vote Kaguya just for that because I feel like I don't know Lisa enough, but her design is really cool.
Yeah. She, if my memory is correct, Lisa is like, she's, I can't remember what part does she show up in.
Brother, you got me there.
She's in part 4.
Okay.
I think. And she's the wife of she's the mother of Joseph Joestar. So like she's she's Joseph's Joestar's mother. And so she plays like a decent role in part 4. But not enough to where I can like legitimately give her the edge over Kaguya. I think where a lot of times her popularity comes in is cuz she's like the hot older mom character.
I get that. You know, a win is a win. But I don't think that she wins here. I feel like if you don't really remember her all that much, I think Kaguya is a very strong character that people do remember.
Yes.
She's, you know, top of her class. She's rich. It's funny. You know, Can I absolutely confidently say that she's the one here?
Yes, you can. You can move. Okay. That is it is Kaguya will be the one moving on.
Woohoo. Okay.
All right.
I'll say this one. This one's going to be Toru versus Bulma. Now, here's the thing. If our listeners have been listening for several episodes, I am not the biggest fan of Dragon Ball Z, because when I was growing up, you were a Dragon Ball Z kid or you were a Sailor Moon kid. And obviously, I bleed pink and sparkles. So, so I obviously was not the biggest fan. But Toru is also, again, an angel of a character. She's silly. She befriends everyone. She is full of love. She unites a family. She lost her mom. Okay? She deserves a win. And that is why I believe that she should move forward. Thank you so much. You Here's can say thing. Your piece for Bulma.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Bulma is literally one of the most important characters to Dragon Ball. Literally is,
and the show most... and Fruits Basket wouldn't be Fruits Basket without Toru, because nothing would have happened.
But nothing would have happened in Dragon Ball without Bulma. Is literally Bulma has invented a time machine. She's the reason why they can find the Dragon Balls in the first place. She was able to effectively make Vegeta a house husband.
Well, Toru made the Soma family reunite with the cat zodiac, and I think that's pretty up there in importance. Okay, like, I feel like at the end of the day, like, since Dragon Ball Z is an anime that has gone on for much longer, yeah, and there are more fans of Dragon Ball Z probably out there in the world than there are Fruits Basket, with a heavy heart, I could move Bulma forward, but then that means that I need reassurance for something else that I want later.
Wait, no, we can't do that. That's crazy. Yeah,
We can't make deals here. No, because we don't have a tiebreaker, so we have to make deals. Because
we could just random dice roll the.
No, one of us what has to concede, because we can't leave it up to fate. We don't leave these women to fate. We leave them to choosing them.
But that's how March Madness works.
No.
Yes.
Well, go sports. I don't think it does.
Part of the fun of March Madness is the upsets and the things left to fate and chance.
This is horrible. Okay, so then are we going to, like, flip a coin for who moves forward here, because we can't choose?
You want to just have Google flip a coin?
Yes. Do you want to do it? I feel you should do it. I feel like the winners, the listeners won't believe me if I'm like, oh yeah, I got Toru.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, wait, who's who?
Okay, heads is Toru, okay. Tails is Bulma. Ready?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, no, you're so strong. You can do anything. You can do anything.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy, Fate, you were on my side today. Women. Ladies. Okay.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Fate is good. Fate is good. I didn't have to back down. Never back down. Never give up.
Never back down. Never what?
I'm crying.
Oh my God.
This is the best episode. Oh my God. No, it's going to hurt me more later if something doesn't go my way. It's really fine.
No, like that coin flip is going to be crazy.
I was about a cornflake. That coin flip is going to kill me. I'm going to fall out this chair.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So on the back half of the bracket, we have Nico Robin from One Piece and Risa Hawkeye from Fullmetal Alchemist. Honestly, Kayla,
this is going to hurt.
As much as I love Risa, I think Risa is literally one of the best supporting characters.
Yes.
And really, she's a woman about her business.
She is.
You know what I'm saying? She is probably the reason why Colonel Mustang can even function properly.
No, absolutely. Like the scene where when they're trying to trick the homunculus that that they call each other like their first names in private. Oh,
they're trying to trick Envy.
Yes, and they use that to trick him. Like that scene is ingrained in my head, and like Captain, like it's so good. So I feel like you are leaning towards Nico Robin.
I am,
and I'll need to know why, but I do think that Risa is definitely, would I say that if it were up to her and Winry, I would choose Risa? Probably. You know what I mean? Like, if I had That's to choose valid. Between those two, it'd probably be Risa. But yeah. Okay. So tell me why Nico Robin.
The reason why I'm leaning towards Robin is because, I think her importance to the crew is huge. I think That's the fact true. That like she's one of the only people that can decipher the Poneglyphs.
Yes, they can't she's do anything without her.
Smartest, one of the smartest people on the squad.
Yeah.
Then you have like her devil fruit is really, really good. And I just think like
it just
her,
gets better.
And she can be a little ruthless at times. I feel like the crew needs that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think both characters play very vital roles to the people that they are intertwined with.
Yeah.
But if I had to like maybe pick a ride or die, it's a little bit think about like how like upstanding and like proper Nico Robin is to be able to have Luffy, who's an absolute goof, as your leader, and still be like, yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, I think that Nico Robin has definitely been through more. Obviously, being what was the nickname in the show that she's the child of? Her nickname remember. Is like child of. Oh my god, I can see.
Zoe would know.
Zoe would know. On this session of Zoe would know, he would answer the question. But I agree with you. I think that Nico Robin should move forward. The story literally cannot continue without her.
Yeah. She was called the Devil Child, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yes, the Devil Child. And also, she looks great in a purple cowgirl suit. Like,
oh my gosh.
And also, while I have the listener's attention, bring back melanin Nico Robin. I hate her pale with the same face as everybody else.
They give her less melanin every arc.
No, she is becoming transparent. Like it, but you know what? Even over like her losing her melanin, I miss her nose. Bring back her gorgeous Egyptian looking nose. Like, how dare they? How dare?
Like they made Nico more pale.
Yep.
They gave Zoro less melanin.
Yes,
they made Usopp look racially ambiguous.
No, they made Usopp look like someone who has legitimately lost their color due to the what is the
alopecia?
No, it starts with a V.
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. That's what they've done to him. I'm like, that's a black Puerto Rican man. Why are you taking away his color?
Literally. What are we doing?
Incorrect. I hate it. And you know what? Bring back melanin to One Piece.
It's crazy.
That's all I'm asking. But yeah, Nico Robin moves forward. I'm very happy with that. It's great to agree. Okay. Next one. I've never seen the show where Violet Evergarden is a part of, but I know her. And everyone's told me that it would make me cry. And is that why I'm ignoring it? Yes.
It's a very sad tale. She's a very tragic hero.
Yeah.
My problem is she's going up against an absolute powerhouse in Faye Valentine. That's the only issue.
So Yeah, Cowboy Bebop, icon, legend, versus sad elf character that everyone dies around her forever. I don't know.
I'll probably take Faye Valentine just because of the overall like star power factor.
Yeah. Also, love that we have two people with melanin against each other right now in the next round. So I would happily move Faye Valentine over. Also, Faye's fits. I do know that. I do. You don't have to watch a show to know all her outfits.
Yeah. She got that shit on.
She got it on. Perfect character. We get closer and my heart drops every second.
All right. This matchup, I had a really funny opening, but I feel like this is not we're in Women's History Month, so I feel like this joke is not gonna go over in this month.
I can say a joke instead of Attack of the Titans, it's Attack of the Titties. We got big titties.
I was gonna make the same joke. I was gonna make the same really? Exact joke.
Amazing. Amazing. See, you and I always on the same, well, most of the time, man, on the same wavelength. Yeah, this is Attack of the Titties. And may I just say that Nami's titties change depending on Oda's mood? I don't know. It just depends on like how big he wants them to be per season. Okay. Here's why I'm going to just go ahead and say that Nami should move forward. In the same vein that Nico Robin, the crew could literally not move forward without Nami being their navigator. They wouldn't make it anywhere without her. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And she's about her business. She's about the money. And I love her for that. And I love that her wanted poster is her being sexy because she pays someone to leak that photo for them to use for wanted posters.
Yes.
She's about it. But I do love Marin. We are cosplay girlies. I get it. I hope you keep driving your man wild. Mm. Can't wait for season two. But Nami's the one.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah.
Yeah, Nami's got it just on the strictly fact that she's just like more important to the story.
Yeah.
And the people that she's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That she's with. Yeah. I love Marin, but
I do too.
It's just, that's tough. I was going to say this is the Battle of the Boobs, but I didn't feel like this is the correct.
Oh, Battle of the Boobs is also good. Battle of the Boobs, Attack of the Titties. Vote for your favorite. They do get like the, you know, the shine that they put.
Yeah.
They both get the shiny.
But also like, glistens. Oh, I love Oda, but he draws Nico Robin and honestly like any important woman character, he draws them with like no ribs whatsoever.
No. They are severely lacking in ribs. Their organs are free floating in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And you know what?
Like, they got like the top cage here and then nothing on the bottom.
Drum roll for everybody. This is the one that's going to hurt. This is the one that we have to leave to fate. This is the one that hurts the most because obviously this is very close to me and Taylor's hearts specifically. Because I don't even think that Andre, if he were here, would it be leaning either way. We would have to try to convince him because this is literally Usagi, Princess of the Moon. Strongest character of all time would beat Goku in a battle. Look it up. They've done the simulations. It happens. Versus Rukia, the main character that pulls Ichigo to move into the Soul Society in the first place and gives him a place in the world. And she does a very good job at being the true damsel in distress of the show. Doesn't seem like she's Princess of the Moon, though.
This is a tough matchup, honestly, because it's a situation where it's like you can look at Usagi being like, it's Sailor Moon. Like, that's like,
it's,
I feel like
Sailor Moon.
If she doesn't make it out of the first round, like
it'd be a crime, one could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Rukia though, like she's
But Rukia, yeah.
Yeah. I just
she's important. Yes. I will say, but if I'm looking at the whole anime universe of strong female characters, I feel like everyone's go-to out of just like memory alone, what they associate with anime is Sailor Moon.
Yeah. I only say in terms of just how like my case for Rukia is the only, she's the reason why Ichigo is even a Soul Reaper in the first place.
Right. Right. Now, here's the thing. It would be crazy for Usagi to not move forward.
Yes.
But considering that these are two of our favorite anime, we can leave it up to fate. And I, unless you want to pick Sailor Moon right now. No? Okay. We can leave it to fate.
I think it hurts my heart. But for the sake of the fact that she's one of the most iconic anime women of all time, I'll go with Sailor Moon moving forward.
You know what this feels like? This feels like the scene in Family Feud where he goes, sit on it! And he goes, yeah! It gives the same energy. Like, I want to scream and run around. Perfect. I thought it was going to be so much harder to bring you over, but I'm glad that you saw the moonlight, you know, as one could say. Okay, so that means we have in our next round, Winry versus Nezuko, Kaguya versus Toru, Nico Robin versus Faye, Nami versus Usagi. This is getting crazier.
Okay, here we go. There's going to be a lot more coin flips than this one, honestly.
I feel there are.
Okay, do you want to just go? Winner versus Nezuko, you want to just do a countdown?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Winner. Nezuko. Okay. I feel like Nezuko is more important in her story than Winry is in Full Metal Alchemist. Yes. I think that it's beautiful that they keep bringing her back because she is Ed's love interest at the end of the day. But the show does, like, Demon Slayer does not continue without Nezuko and her journey to be a human again.
My thing with Winry and why I initially had her is because I think at first it was like, oh, she's super important to the main character. But then you said, think about it a little bit, like the reason why Tanjiro is even on his journey is to save Nezuko. And spoilers for Demon Slayer, if you have not read it, the tables turn at the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say.
And that's all you say. The tables
turn at the end of the story.
How the turns have tabled.
Yes, the turns definitely table at the end of the story.
Yeah.
And in my initial judgment, I may have chosen Winry, but I think Nezuko is probably the better choice.
Thank you. This truly is a women's month. Love that. Okay, Nezuko, you move forward. Woo! You want 3, 2, 1 it again?
We can.
For Kaguya versus Toru?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go.
3, 2, 1,
Toru. Yeah! Okay,
I love Kaguya, but...
Toru's a good character.
Compared to Kaguya, yes. Toru's a better character.
Yeah, yeah. I think that she's well-written, precious.
Oh, that final four, that
no,
final
I know,
four matchup's gonna be nasty.
It's getting scary.
That final four matchup is nasty.
Yeah. Okay. Nico Robin versus Faye. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. Nico Robin. Faye. I didn't think we were gonna disagree there.
Nah, I think I'm I might be Nico Robin here again. I'm thinking about it again. I think what carries Faye in this discussion is the fact that she's like a very iconic character.
Yes.
In Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
When it comes to like her backstory. Honestly enough, her backstory is like not as tragic as Nico Robin's, but kind of traumatic. Oh, it's pretty traumatic.
I would not be mad if we did a coin toss here, because I feel like both these women deserve to have a moment in the sun. Yes. Literally put Nico Robin back into the sun so she can get tan again, because it's not that, because it's not a tan, it's her birth color, but you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like Cowboy Bebop has a cult following. So there's something to say about that.
Yeah. We can flip on this one. I think this is a very good matchup. I think like this flip is going to be good. Yeah. We'll do heads Nico and tails Faye.
Okay, here we go. I know that I can't even see the screen, but I'm just like not looking.
It is tails.
So Faye moves forward.
Faye Valentine, you're moving on.
Come on, Faye Valentine.
What outfit I'm still mad about that first coin flip. That was ridiculous.
You know what? One was given to me, one was given to you. It all works out.
It all works out.
Okay. Now, this hurts my heart deeply for many reasons, because Nami versus Usagi, those are my girls. Like, I would want to be friends with the both of them. But here's going to be my argument as to why Usagi should move forward. Nami, 9 times out of 10, is going to run away from danger because she's afraid of getting hurt. And she leaves it up to the rest of the team that's stronger to do the fighting. Mm-hmm. But mind you, fighting isn't her, that's not her skill set, and it's not what she signed up for when she joined the team. But she does back away and she hides unless actually needed. Usagi is a crybaby who is terrified of fighting, but is constantly stepping up to the plate and go, you know what, at the end of the day, I got to do what I got to do. I got to save the universe. And I'll cry while I'm fighting you, but I will fight you. And that's why I think she should move forward.
So I just think that as far as the two characters stack up against each other, in terms of overall popularity, I think the edge goes to Usagi just has the edge in too many categories for me to actively try to argue for Nami to be better than her in this matchup.
Perfect. And I hope that my argument helped lead you to that conclusion. So Usagi's gonna move forward.
Usagi just has too much. She has too much, you know. Oh man, your heart's gonna be hurting in this.
My heart is hurting already. I'm already looking at it. I'm going, this first one's gonna kill me.
But before we move forward, though,
there
were a couple of matchups that didn't make the cut that I think that like we could probably go over.
Sure.
I think they're funny.
Yeah.
When I was going through and like trying to decide matchups and trying to like get the names jumbled up so I can make a good matchup.
Yeah.
I ended up getting like Asuka from Neon Genesis Evangelion versus Ryuko from Kill la Kill.
Oh. They can battle on a few categories, I feel. That could be fun.
Yeah. It was like a spunk, like the two like spunky type.
Yeah.
Tsundere type characters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If for those that have been listening for a while, if you've listened to me and Zoe doing our Evangelion themed episode, which I feel like we need to do like a reprise with you involved too, like for just sure. Watching the show and the movies and stuff like that, because that'd be really cool. I give Asuka grace as far as her as a character.
Yeah.
But
ma'am,
I also don't like her as a character.
My eyes are. Yeah.
I give her a lot of grace because of the fact that she's so young. But
yeah. Yeah.
But like, and her circumstances as a character led to what the type of person she became.
To the what and why.
Yeah, they look like they're a mom, and the need to like always impress people, and the need to feel like she needs to be an adult, and how that kind of comes off in her reactions with Shinji and with Kaji. It's the one of the older, one of the only like good male characters in the show. But yeah, I think Ryuko definitely has the edge in that one, just because I feel like she's the better character, to be honest. Yeah. what was another one? There was Makoto from Ghost in the Shell versus Your Forger from Spy Family.
Oh, I gotta go for Your. I love her. And she's insanely strong.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of gave the edge to Makoto just off of like, actually, you know what? I don't even know now that I'm thinking about it, because both of them have like crazy feats.
Right.
Doing this. Like, I don't know what's comparable for Makoto to Your slicing through a tennis ball with a tennis racket. Like having the tennis racket just like go through the ball. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, please tell us. Please tell us.
Let us know in the comments who you got for that matchup.
Should we do a round two of this? I think we definitely should. We can. There's so many more women that we can use. Not use. Wrong word. So many more women that can join in on the fight, and then we can, you know.
Yeah. We could do the winner of this one, and then we do a different bracket
and see and if then, the who wins of the two winners.
Uh-huh. We could do that.
Okay. I'd be super down. That's fun.
Yeah, we could do that next week. We could have Zoe in that one, cuz he can
That'd be good. And we'd also have a tiebreaker
to make sure we're
That's exactly what I was saying. We could fight. I'm like, we don't have a tiebreaker. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely, that would work.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, in this one, one of the most painful choosings is going to be Nezuko versus Toru Honda.
You want us to go coin flip?
Yeah. Because they're both so strong in their respective, you know, shows. And they're both very empathetic, loving characters. So, yeah, flip that coin, brother.
All right, let's flip. Mm-hmm. Let's flip. Heads is Nezuko.
Okay.
Tails is Toru.
Okay. I'm afraid.
Here we go. It is heads.
It's Nezuko. Okay, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. That's what I'm. Yes, that's. I'm totally fine. Toru, you made it farther than I thought you were going to, and that's really what matters. I'm happy. Everything is fine. Okay.
Oh boy.
So it's going to be Faye versus Usagi. Obviously, we know where I sit here. I feel like this is either going to be up to you or fate in a coin toss.
Honestly, like, I love Faye Valentine. I really do. But let's just be, this is like,
let's be for what's real.
The meme? What is the meme? Like, hydrogen bomb versus coughing baby? Like, that's exactly what it is. Like, it's just, like, oh boy.
Oh my God.
Like, this is like, I love Faye, but like, there's just no, like, you're tripping if you think she's better than, than Usagi.
Right. This is so hard. You have to flip a coin for this one because the thing is that, like, maybe in a world people would agree with me and pick Nezuko over Usagi, but I also feel like I would get murdered if Usagi doesn't win. You feel me? Like, I feel like the people would need to vote, because in my heart, I do love Nezuko and I'm very attached to her as a character, but Usagi is like the mother of magical girls. The strongest character ever would be Goku. It's real. I don't know. It'd be hard for her to not win. Do you think that you should, like the vote, or do we flip?
It's
so hard.
I don't know. I just think that it might be another hydrogen bomb coughing baby situation to me.
Yeah.
It's really up to you. If you want to, because I have my pick locked in, unless you want to flip a coin for it, because I'm cool with that too.
Again, I bleed pink and sparkles, and I like, Usagi's just, she's that girl. I-T-G-I-R-L. Even though I love Nezuko, I hope that she knows. I hope that she knows. I love her. With all my heart, I think I'd have to pick Usagi.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Nezuko! I'm so sorry. That means, with no surprise to anyone,
no.
Usagi is the winner of Nostalgia Plus Ultra's Moe Madness. The crowd goes wild.
Yep. I just think that she definitely got an easier bracket on the way to the, like, she got the easiest, like, if she got out of the first round,
right,
then she was a smooth sailing, because I don't think there's anybody, there's nobody in popularity comparable to her on that side of the bracket.
But here's the thing, who would we have, like, I don't know who else we could have put up against her in a world where she wasn't gonna win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm truly trying to think of, like, what main girl would be Usagi? The people gotta tell me.
Mm-mm, I can't think of one either.
No. This was very
fun. The only one on his list that would be Nezuko, just because of overall popularity.
Yeah.
There's nobody, unless it's like some main character girl that's like really, really popular alongside her, which I'm trying to think. I'm not sure that there is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting.
It'd be hard. Yeah, it would be hard. This was so much fun.
Truly,
we have to do this again.
Yeah, we will. We will.
We will.
There's definitely, we could definitely do it the following week with Zoe back, and we can actually argue.
Right. I feel like we agreed a lot. Like, there was really only one moment where we weren't on the same page.
Yeah. I hope Ruki understands that I also love her. I didn't fight for her as hard as I feel like I should have, but.
Right.
It's Sailor Moon.
It's Sailor Moon. She is the moon, you know?
Like, who's kind of, you know what I'm saying? You can't really stack up against Sailor Moon. It's just kind of hard to do that.
In strength. Like, truly, like, in strength. Like, maybe you don't like her as, like, your main character girl, you know? But she's so strong and so cool. And she's so pretty. And she has changed the world, you know? So, I don't know. I'm happy with it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a quick one, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else we can really do to pad time. So.
No.
I mean, but it's that's fine with me if we want to keep it short. You got anything else or no?
Well, what the listeners need to know is that we spent a lot of time before the episode making the episode in terms of like we were thinking of the names and we were setting up the little art background because apparently everyone wants to make you pay for March Madness, you know, bracket. That's dumb.
Yeah, stupid.
Stupid and dumb. But we made it work. I don't have anything else to add except for I know like you would typically put in like your favorite song of the week. I know you guys used to do that a lot more, but we haven't lately. But on repeat this past week, especially because I've been having to go into work and so I've been needing the extra energy on the drive, is a song Balloon by Tyler the Creator and Dochi. And that song has been like my anthem for a week and I'm just obsessed. And Dochi, I love you so much. I love Florida girls. Florida. and she's just the coolest swamp queen in the whole wide world. And yeah, just want to say that I love her. And that's one of my favorite Tyler the Creator songs because she's in it.
Yeah. She's I love Dochi too. She's awesome.
Amazing.
I'll give one quick one, but I want to save my bigger music recommendation for when Zoe comes back because it's based on an artist that like both of us like a lot.
Okay.
So I will recommend the album. I don't know how to say this. Equus Asinus. It's EQUUS. Asinus by Men I Trust. I don't know how to pronounce it. Equus. Like, bro.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know. What's your favorite song from the album?
It's probably Bethlehem. Okay. But it's like, it's a very, like, it seems like it's like a. I'm not very well versed in my hymns, okay? But I'm pretty sure it
sounds either like a covers. Hymnal.
Yeah, it sounds like a hymnal. Okay. But it's very, very, very good. Men I Trust is a band that I love. I love a lot of their music, and they have a new album out that's very, very good. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's very good.
Sure. Okay. Very fun.
Yeah. Love that. Well, I apologize to future Taylor for the audio difficulties. Hopefully he can figure that out.
Yeah. I'm also gonna apologize to future Taylor, and I'm gonna let him know that whenever he just sees my character as if I'm somebody else. Whenever he sees me staring at the screen, just know that I'm waiting to hear your voice.
Oh yeah, I do that. I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like waiting to hear like the audio come through. Hopefully. Yes. Hopefully you can figure something out.
Yeah, we believe in you.
Yeah, we
believe in the me that believes in you, and yours is a drill that'll pierce the heavens. I say it to myself far too often.
Oh yeah, no, I say it all the time. On that note, I've been Taylor, aka Nostalgia. K likes everything. We see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye.